Welcome to our Kidney Transplant Procedure Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a kidney transplant. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on kidney transplant, including illustrations of the kidneys. Let's begin with a description. A kidney transplant is a surgical procedure to implant a healthy kidney from another person when the native kidneys have failed to function. The donor kidney may come from a deceased or living organ donor who may be a family member or friend. Living kidney donors can have healthy lives with one remaining kidney. So, why have a kidney transplant? End-stage renal disease is a permanent condition of kidney failure that often requires dialysis and is the most common reason for having a kidney transplant. Dialysis is a procedure that filters waste products from the blood, so it's a lifesaver for many, but it is time-consuming. It takes several hours per session and generally 2 to 3 sessions per week. It's used as a bridge to kidney transplantation for some, but others may have to continue with dialysis for a variety of reasons. Kidney failure caused by diabetes or high blood pressure is a common reason for kidney transplant. Polycystic kidney disease, which is a genetic disorder, and glomerulonephritis, an inflammation of the main filtering unit of the kidney, may also lead to kidney failure and kidney transplantation. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a kidney transplant. What are some of the risks? Risks associated with kidney transplant include bleeding, infection, and rejection of the transplanted kidney. Rejection is a normal reaction of the body to a foreign object or tissue. When a new kidney is transplanted into a recipient's body, the immune system reacts by treating the new organ as a foreign object. To allow the transplanted organ to survive in a new body, medications must be taken to suppress the immune system so it will accept the transplanted organ and not attack it. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor. What should you do to prepare for a kidney transplant? In order to receive a kidney from an organ donor who has died, a recipient must be placed on a waiting list. Extensive testing must be done before an individual is placed on a transplant list. Because of the wide range of information necessary to determine eligibility for transplant, the evaluation process is carried out by a team of healthcare professionals who will evaluate, assist, and advise you. The step-by-step process helps to make sure you're physically, emotionally, and financially ready for a kidney transplant. If you've been on dialysis before the transplant evaluation, you'll need to continue it until you receive your transplant. For a planned living transplant, you should fast for 8 hours before the operation, generally after midnight. In the case of a cadaver organ transplant, you should stop eating and drinking as soon as you've been notified that a kidney has become available. Your doctor will explain the procedure and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the surgery. Read the form carefully. Patients who are allergic or sensitive to medications, contrast dye, iodine, or shellfish should notify their doctor. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the procedure because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. Likewise, you may be asked to take an antibiotic beforehand to reduce the risk of infection. Let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. You shouldn't eat or drink for a certain period of time before the procedure, generally after midnight. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your kidney transplant? You'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere, and you'll be given a gown to wear. An IV will be inserted in your arm or hand. You'll receive a sedative medication in your IV before the surgery to help you relax. A catheter will be inserted into your bladder. You'll be positioned on the operating table, lying on your back. The surgery will be performed while you are asleep under general anesthesia. A tube will be inserted through your mouth into your lungs. The tube will be attached to a ventilator that will breathe for you during the procedure. The anesthesiologist will continuously monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and blood oxygen level during the surgery. The skin over the surgical site will be cleansed with an antiseptic solution. The doctor will make a long incision into the lower abdomen on one side and place the kidney there, connecting it to the urinary system and appropriate blood vessels. The incision will be closed with stitches or surgical staples. A drain may be placed in the incision site to reduce swelling. Finally, a sterile bandage will be applied. After the kidney transplant is completed, what do you need to do? A kidney from a living donor may begin to make urine immediately, but urine production in a cadaver kidney may take longer. Until urine output is sufficient, dialysis may be required. You'll have a catheter in your bladder to drain your urine. The amount of urine will be carefully measured to help evaluate the new kidney's function. You'll receive IV fluids until you're able to take in adequate food and fluids by mouth. Your anti-rejection medications will be closely monitored to make sure you're receiving the optimum dose and the best combination of medications. To monitor medications and the status of the new kidney and related organs, blood samples will be taken frequently. Your diet will be gradually advanced from liquids to more solid foods as tolerated. Your liquid intake may be restricted until the new kidney is working well. You may begin physical activity by the day after the procedure. You should get out of bed and move around several times a day. Take a pain reliever for soreness as recommended by your doctor. Aspirin or certain other pain medications may increase the chance of bleeding. Be sure to take only recommended medications. Members of the transplant team, including nurses, pharmacists, dietitians, physical therapists, and others, will teach you how to take care of yourself once you're discharged from the hospital. You may be advised to avoid strenuous activities for a period of time to allow your body to heal. Your doctor will instruct you about when you can return to work and resume your normal activities. Once you're home, it's important to keep the surgical area clean and dry. Your doctor will give you specific bathing and wound care instructions. The stitches or surgical staples will be removed during a follow-up office visit. Don't drive until your doctor tells you it's okay. Also, avoid any activity or position that causes pressure on the new kidney. Notify your doctor to report any fever, redness, swelling or bleeding, or other drainage from the incision site. An increase in pain around the incision site may be a sign of rejection or infection. Your doctor may give you additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on kidney transplant and other urinary health topics and procedures.